Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming man who infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Live from Chicago is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, all things sports medicine, fitness, wellness, and life. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, stylish school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, lower extremity evidence-based magazine, Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona, and UK Health Radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Stacey Case. She's the founder of Sideline Surgeons, Elite Surgeons for Elite Athletes. She'll be joining me along with Carrie Moyer, Century 21's award-winning sales associate, relationship realtor, expert negotiator, and my niece. Then the sports doctor's in with some upcoming guest topics. Stacey Case, welcome to the sports doctor.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Give us some background, Stacey, on yourself leading into this exciting Sideline Surgeon.
Sure. Yeah, I started in the health industry as a registered nurse, doing mainly orthopedics. And then I always say I crossed over to the dark side and started selling foot and ankle implants for Wright Medical for a period of time. And now I actually still distribute for Enovis. But that led me to get to meet a lot of really great surgeons and consultants.
Yes, it's been over the years interesting combination of the world of podiatric surgery, whether it was bunions and hammer toes and other kinds of foot ankle work, and then the not that long ago recent foot ankle expertise in orthopedists, where we would normally think of an orthopedic surgeon specializing in back and spines and et cetera. And it's a great title because, like the sports doctor, where we've talked about for decades, high performance youth sports, the weekend warrior types of challenges, et cetera, then we want to start to see that there's an awful lot we can learn about, both mentally and physically, when you start to deal with the world of elite athletes. Right, Stacey?
Right. They are a very different population, I believe, to handle in healthcare. It takes a special physician, for sure.
Are your sideline surgeons strictly orthopedic surgeons?
At this time, yes, we are. Not that, you know, we haven't looked to, branch out quite yet. This is very brand new, area. This is something that I saw a problem with our physicians as far as, transferring documentation and really just helping provide care for the athlete, and saw kind of a miss that I knew I could help physicians with.
Yes, and of course, again, on the sports doctor, we pay a very big attention to, the world of youth sports. And you're including, again, besides professional superstars, you're looking to include whether it's high school, college athletes also?
Yeah, you can be high school, college, and a weekend warrior if you're wanting to get a hold of a physician that does take care of professional athletes.
Of course, you're also on the far end, too. By the time you're getting into foot-ankle implants, then we're really talking many times the end game side of things. Where in reality, Stacey, 98% of sports medicine injuries are non-surgical. They're overuse, all sorts of other problems, This is why we've written and talked extensively. I call it the prodigy sports, where, you know, we want kids to play all different sports and use different parts of the body, have different experiences. And that's great, mm-hmm. unless your kid's a gymnast, maybe figure skater or dancer. And we're also seeing it in soccer and tennis with a specialization in adolescence. So it's a really a big challenge. And you've been involved in the foot-ankle world, yes?
Yeah, for almost 20 years.
Wow. So, again, the shoe you're wearing, you know, in the sports doctor, we recommend two specific exercises, Stacey, regardless of the age or athlete or level. And number one is strengthen the feet and ankles. And this is still sometimes, you know, athletes worry about how much they could deadlift. They're not that concerned about ankle strength. But, boy, we're gaining some good ground. You guys paying some good attention to that, Stacey?
Absolutely. I mean, we are primarily, even though it says sideline surgeons, the reason why these athletes are reaching out to physicians is to get that, you know, second opinion consultation to make sure that they don't have to have surgery. I think a lot of our physicians would prefer to not do surgery before doing alternative type of care for a dad.
Sports medicine is absolutely that. You nailed it. Two areas everybody cares about. Number one is prevent trouble. And again, here we see yesterday, Joe Burrow, Kansas, the Cincinnati Bengals, boom, turf toe. And people say, what? They're still doing surgery on turf toe and whatever. And so every day it's something else. And many times we see the educational side. So number one, again, is prevent trouble. And number two, when indicated, is enhanced performance. This is what the sports doctor is all about, the world of orthotics, which and strengthening the feet and ankles is, hey, Stacy, you want to be two steps quicker?
Always.
Right. You want to jump higher? Were you an athlete yourself?
I was. I played some college basketball. I was very, very fortunate. I walked away with no injuries.
Yes. Where'd you play?
I played at a small Christian college here in Kansas called Tabor.
Wow. You know, talk about women's basketball and what that explosion has been. You must be very excited because it's been an unbelievable situation. And again, every year the athletes get bigger, stronger, faster. And many times we see, I'll tell you another pearl. In all my years of high-end sports podiatry, 50% of the female athletes I see, I'm a foot specialist, are knee mm-hmm. problems. And the relationship, again, between foot mechanics, are you flat-footed? Do you have high arches? Are you bow-legged? What's your body type? So a lot of times we see these things when you're in the world of education. You'll pardon me for adding some to the mix, Stacey.
No, sounds great.
What is the best website people can find out about you and your and the organization?
Yeah, sidelinesurgeons.com.
How many doctors do you have, Stacey? Who are some of the docs that you've been involved with? Because you've been involved since like March of the year?
Yeah, so we have about 16 that cover lower extremity, upper extremity, general sports. We are adding spine, concussion. We are going to do mental health, nutrition. There will be a few things coming, which, you know, we definitely are heading in that direction. But, you know, we're working with greats like Bob, you know, Dr. Bob Anderson, very well-known foot and ankle surgeon. Matthew Preventer, former team physician for the Patriots. Dr. Ken Hunt, great upper extremity. We have a lot of really great, well-known surgeons, and we're looking to add more because this is about helping protect the athlete and the physician.
Some of our past guests, Dr. Chris Ahmad, the orthopedist team doc of the Yankees, been a common guest of mine, Brian Cole, Bulls, White Sox. Sometimes we talk about the kind of stress. The challenge of dealing at this high end, this world of doctor, I got to be better yesterday. Whether we're talking with some concussion experts from all over the world, as we've seen tremendous changes in this whole situation, where 20 years ago you got banged around, the doc would say, how many fingers? The two fingers, he'd say, get back in the game, right?
you know, now there's a whole different situation. So, you know, welcome absolutely to the world of the sports medicine education, because it's growing all the time. The women's female side has been tremendous. And again, these age groups where we're dealing with, and that's without pickleball.
Yeah. Right. That's a good sport, yeah. And a lot of Achilles tears in that group right there.
Well, bingo. This has been a topic we've talked about even over the past few months, which is, again, there's a lot that has to do with trying to pick these things up in screenings. Again, whether we see it all the time in that young pronated 13, 14-year-old now playing basketball and her feet and ankles and shin splints are really, really big problems. In the past, again, too many of these kids ended up surgical, where we might have seen, again, the right attention to prehab or these kinds of specialty trainings. And the more talented the kid is, the higher the pressure. The more we see situations, you don't understand, Dr. Weil, if my daughter doesn't take two Advil twice a day, her knees are killing her, or her ankle's hurt, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And again, here's my pearl from the sports doctor. Pay big attention to the role of orthotics and foot mechanics when it comes many times, especially when problems are persistent or recurring. We start to say, pay good attention to, and if the feet don't hurt, it's missed in many, many instances. What are some of the different sports that you guys are excited about and that you're working with, Stacey?
Well, you know, we're obviously in all, like, the big, you know, the big ones, football, baseball, you know, basketball, hockey, you know, but the things that are, you know, starting to come, flag football, which, you know, is spreading out, you know, more players.
Hey, Tom Brady's going to show up next year with the Olympics.
I heard he's playing, actually, in Vegas next week.
Yes, and again, we're starting to see some of that. I see you've been involved with some of my longtime associates, Lokes Germany Review. I think I saw your photo there with our friend Rich Dubin, the longtime publisher. And I think Rob Fletcher, another longtime guest of mine. These have been a couple of people that have been in your circle, right?
Absolutely. Rich is a great guy. I had a great meeting. We have a webinar coming October 25th with LER. He's doing great things to get education out for everyone. So
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, Rich, yes, and we were always very involved with the MVP Parent Magazine. Rich is LER is one of our great supporters of the Sports Doctor. So again, you know, it's interesting the education side and the challenge side of whether it's traveling teams, whether it's club teams. Where, again, we see the challenge of overuse. We stress so much on the sports doctor, rest and recovery, and it used to be an even tougher sell. Now we're starting to see sports medicine pay much more attention, again, to the mental side. Figure skating was great. These kids were visualizing 30 years ago, Stacey, before medicine knew how to spell it. You know, ahead of the game. And you mentioned the magic word nutrition that we've seen tremendous new attention to. And again, I think that's emphasized. Sideline surgeons is all about preventing surgery. True?
Absolutely. I mean, we care about the athlete. We care about their continuum of care from the beginning to the end. Unfortunately, right now, how we're treating patients is, you know, either a nagging injury, the one that won't go away, they need a, you know, consultation, or an injury that just happened. But we really care about what happens with the athlete all the way through that process. And that means, as like you said, nutrition is a big part of that. We have a great group of nutritionists that we're planning on bringing on. I can't announce who it is yet, but we're very excited about
that. You need family therapists. That's why I Bob, like you are all the time, how your sports psychology skills are. But we talk a lot on the sports, Dr. Stacey, about communication. Communication between the parents, the coach, the kids, the organization. Many times, and again, the higher up we go, the more we see the fine line between things sometimes getting out of hand because of the different pressures that involved. We're all very, very familiar, whether it was the world of girls gymnastics, sports doctors, other kinds of crazy abuses, where we've really had to pay attention to so many of these topics. And I think we're making inroads in many areas, but in others, we still see these big time pressures, and communication is very, very important. And wouldn't you agree?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and that's Sideline Surgeons is really a communication platform, and it's part of the reason why I built that was for the physician to be able to communicate better with their athlete, as well as for the athlete to be able to communicate back with the healthcare staff and there not be communication that falls in the gaps between the care. It also helps the athlete maintain their health records from in, especially while they're young, through sports all the way through. So we're working really hard to educate, you know, not just the physician that the communication and the documentation that they keep, but it's also for the athlete to maintain, keep control over their health care and keep the communication lines open.
Yeah, we'll tune you guys into, like, the NAES, the National Association of Youth Sports. They celebrated the 40th year between the the world of youth sports and park districts and the military. Quickly, I knew the time would fly with you, Stacey. Quickly, give us the website.
www.sidelinesurgeons.com.
Great. Stacey Case, thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Everybody, live from Chicago, we are back. Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. I'm welcoming my niece, Carrie Boyer, Century 21's award-winning sales associate. She's a relationship realtor, expert negotiator. And you know how we talk the mental game on the Sports Doctor. You better be a negotiator in the world of realtor. Carrie Boyer, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this.
Great. You know, Carrie, over the years, the radio show, we talk so much about, I have psychologists on, I have all sorts of, I had a Taoist on from the Netherlands a couple of months ago about the mental pressures of so many different situations. And probably one of the biggest is when people make this investment in the world of real estate and they talk about this kind of situation of maybe the greatest investment they ever make. And that's why I wanted you to come on and talk about how your sports psychology skills are.
Well, you know,
give us some background on you and Century 21.
So I am, oh yeah, we're having a little, that's a little thunder out here in the great state of New Jersey. I am a full-time realtor for 22 years. And I'm a jeweler by trade. So we always talk in our office meetings about the magnitude of this most important financial decision that anyone makes. And after health and wellness, that's right behind it. So we really have to put on our psychology hat. We talk about it all the time. So
you mean afterwards, and again, your late great dad, Uncle Donnie, with the gems and the jewelry.
Yeah.
So you mean after you make a sale, you get him a bracelet or maybe the right kind of pendant? Just kidding.
Well, I really, because real estate is such a monstrous decision, purchase, life change, I keep the jewelry these days word of mouth. Well, for 22 years, I've been.
How long is Century 21? I mean, they're one of the most recognizable names nationwide. How long have they been around?
Well, we are in business here. All the franchises are independently owned and operated. So we're in business here for about 35 years, and I'm part of a very successful family business here. Although I am not part of this family, it feels like family to me.
Where is the Century 21 East Coast? Where's their main office at?
That's an excellent question. I'm glad I know the answer. Our main office is in North Jersey. So I am very, very fortunate out of thousands of members in our system, in our Century 21 system, I am a friend of our company president, Mike Needler. You know, he's in my cell phone. I don't bother him too often, but I worked very, very hard through the years to become.
Well, I know it surprised you, but the world of real estate on the sports doctor, someone say, what does that have to do with anything? And in this world of sports medicine and high-level sports, whether it's professional athletes moving all over the world, whether it's women who are leaving playing international sports, the portal with what's going on in college sports. With Dr. Wall, do you have a recommendation? You know, might say he's going to school two states away. We got to find out whatever. That whole new upside-down world, and I won't even ask you, I don't know about these reverse mortgages, but the education's a big deal. So this is why sometimes we want someone who's got that expertise like yourself. You know, you might be talking about, because you don't only deal with local clientele, even though that's your main base, correct?
That is correct. And thanks for bringing up, that's a very
important
point.
So if someone says, hey, I got a friend in South Carolina, they need some help, they can go to Carrie Moyer Homes.
Absolutely. And then I connect them with a licensed professional that has similar, I don't want to say stature, but I was going to mention a moment or so ago, I'm a member of the Centurion Honor Society. So in Century 21 land, that is, you know, as high as you can go. And I try to find a licensed professional wherever I'm assisting across the country who, shares my work ethic. And I could still be a helper. You know, I don't go to
well,
South
I
Carolina
think one of the things
Jersey,
that's made
but
you
I
famous, kiddo. Yeah, one of the things well, that's helped make you famous, Carrie, is you often represent both sides of a real estate of a sale of a home. And I always used to say, "Wow, I don't know how you pull that off." I guess that's a because you did show me the T-shirt where you're part of that society, if I remember. Right?
Well,
and,
look,
but
I mean,
again, when you have that capability, that's what you were talking to me when you said, "I'm a relationship realtor," and talk about that kind of thought process.
Okay. Well, that was a loaded. You threw
yes,
me a couple
I floated on
there,
the sports stock.
So I want to start with the reverse mortgage. The reverse mortgage is like using your home as an ATM machine. So I only advise it in desperate situations, you know?
Yeah, the advertising, that's one of the reasons, you know, the advertising, if it's not a drug commercial or a diet commercial, it's a real estate commercial, seriously. And, you know, the idea that this type of advertising, you know, is just powerful, and that's why sometimes it's important to hear that kind of like an ATM machine. Wow. I've been
that's
an interesting description.
Yes, and my brokers who I work with, I'm an independent contractor, have always played business very conservatively. You know, Dr. Bob, you've been to our empire over here, and I'm talking to you from the empire. We're located right on Route 9. We have incredible visibility. We still get, you know, walk-in traffic. And you hit on such a poignant
Who's more famous note. Than, but who's more famous than Century? I mean, they are one of the Cadillacs of the industry, pardon my French. You know, really, when it comes to all of these major firms, and again, the idea that they are, it's interesting. I never knew they were franchises. In that particular respect. What's the website people could find out about you and like Carrie Moyer Homes? What's the best site?
You can just go on to, I tell people to just Google Carrie Moyer Homes and look at my reviews. That, you know, when I go to the kitchen table, I don't always know the people, and I'm lucky enough to be referred to them. And I don't take it, I never, ever take it for granted that I got the job.
Plus, you got to work with attorneys also, right? I mean, you're in the middle of that, right, up to your ears when you have those kinds of, and I would imagine, I've had experts on, again, talking about the divorced sports parent, let's say, or the adopted parent, sports parent, talking about these arguments over, again, some sort of a situation where this kid lives or something like that. So when an attorney gets involved, they would talk about some of the contests they would have with the real estate agent.
Excellent, excellent point. Have I helped people move across town because the kids are, you know, the kids on the football team are fist fighting and they just can't live on that block anymore? You know, so there's all different reasons that people move. And, you know, divorce is probably a lot higher on the scale than, you know, neighbors fighting. But I've had in my time more than one situation of the neighbors just, they can't stand each other. And one had their, like, sports net too close to the other person's property, and they felt like they were going to get hit in the face with the ball every day.
As long as you were growing up, told you your whole life is a Mets fan. To get that ball off my lawn, you know what I mean? I don't want to see this kid again in that situation. When you were whacking the ball around as a Mets fan, was it Lou Mazzilli? I'm trying to remember his name. You were such a good.
The home that the sports doctor is referring to was on Juniper Drive in Freehold, where I grew up with my brother, and we had 3/4 acre, so we could play a full game of baseball. I come from a baseball loving family, really a sports loving family. That's why the sports doctor fits right in.
Well, again, I would never label you a tomboy. However, at that time when the description first came out, the idea of playing Little League baseball or whatever, you were one of the trailblazers in some ways, where you were willing to get in there and rock and roll with the guys. And you had like my son Adam, and of course you, the late Lee, your wonderful brother Lee, where we could hit a ball as hard as we could and still not knock it out of the Goldberg's yard.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, that's a long time ago, Lorraine Jakowski, if you're out there listening to the sports doctor, me and Lorraine were the only two girls on the baseball team. There was no girls softball. How do you like that?
Yes, this is true. Back
there was no
then,
such thing as girls softball. Yeah.
No, and in my generation, girls basically were pom-pom girls. It wasn't any particular sports that they were playing. So when you take a look today, it's just an absolute unbelievable difference. And again, that particular clientele is a very, very big one in the chaos of college sports and in the rental world and these challenges. All day long, you hear about everybody, gee, the cost of living and, you know, the idea of housing, the idea of housing and these kinds of challenges. Does Century 21 get involved in any of these kinds of organizations that are paying attention to these kinds of challenges?
Well, I mean, we are just here to help the people, the public. We're helping people achieve their real estate goals. And, you know, my colleague Brian, his son is a freshman at one of these Big Ten, Wisconsin, I think, and he said they're going for Parents Weekend this upcoming weekend, and he's got to make the deposit for next year's apartment. You know, it's a big deal. And I help people who say, you know what, I'm tired of this. My kid's going to UPenn, and Carrie, can you help me get an apartment out there? And, you know, when my child's
and usually after that first or second year with maybe being in the dorm the first year out of necessity, maybe in a frat or other house second year. After that, sometimes, again, that apartment challenge was always a big deal. And, that again, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to mix in some of this expertise, to say the least, when it comes to sports parents. Or it comes with these coaches who are being challenged with some of these situations. Again, I don't want to get robbed here. I just want to be educated when it comes, you know, with these parents and these types of situations. And or, you know, gee, Carrie, we've been renting all this time. We, you know, should we move up? Should we not move up? Mm-hmm. I mean, you've had clients who've probably done interactions multiple times, I would assume.
You know, helping this week, my greatest clients of all time are Quan and Louisa Yan. They are so wonderful. And I met them about 21 years ago. They were...
So how many purchases
is
this to them?
Client. And I was a disclosed dual agent, just to tie that part up, because I didn't get to answer that question. And we were talking about it. I remember our buyer from 21 years ago. The buyer was Yogi. They couldn't believe I remembered his name. And we, you know, we go all in. We really, we go all in. And I wish I had more, you know, if every client could be like Quan and Louisa. I think the Jersey City property is the last one, his family multifamily property in Jersey City. Again, I'm not going to Jersey City. I don't even have a lockbox to get into Jersey City, but I have the best husband and wife team that money can buy. And the three of us are working this together because Quan lives locally. So he came into my office, did the paperwork, and we were just talking about, gosh, is this house 12, 13, 14. Some people just move all the time.
Right.
Some people.
Well, you know, I wanted to ask you also, Carrie, about the hoopla over as is. You know, all these advertisements for these companies. That we, you know, as is. You don't got to throw nothing out. We'll take care of it. And As a rule, is that a decent thing, at least to somebody get an idea, if they don't want to go through all of this upgrading or whatever? What's your thought on that?
Okay. So in the COVID market, which I miss as primarily a listing agent, I miss the COVID market like an old boyfriend, because I was swimming in offers. I would have multiple offers on almost every listing that I had, and people were waiving inspections, and not only were they saying, we'll take the home as is, they were saying, you know what, and I'll let you stay in there for 60 days rent-free. Like, the bargaining chips were just...
I got the bargaining. They're going to give him a diamond ring. Carrie, hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. We'll talk more about all of it.
The station that makes you feel good.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
UK House Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Back. Welcome to the Sports Doctor. I am talking with my niece, Carrie Moyer, longtime award-winning realtor with Century 21. And we were talking so much about the mental side and the kinds of pressures and the importance of these relationships. Carrie was just talking about somebody who might have been dealing with the 12th or 13th different, her favorite buyers and sellers. And Carrie, going back on those kinds of ideas where you see people, again, moving all over the place, do you find that the real estate investment world gets mixed up in what you guys do?
You know, excellent point. You really did your homework for this interview, Dr.
Nah, this is totally we're winging it, kids. This is the sports doctor.
in the COVID market, the investor was getting buried almost every time. And being primarily a listing agent, I would have these investors trying to, you know, cozy up to me, like, what is it going to take? It was 39 Koenig Avenue, and good old Freehold was one of those properties. It was a teardown. And that was one of the ones where, you know, we were literally swimming in offers. And the investor lost almost every time because there's someone who wants to live there. You know, there's someone who wants it more. And trying to get a deal in that market was very, very tough.
How's the craziness of all the new changes over these past just 6-8 months, and a lot of these different changes with the mortgages and the rates and all this craziness affected the situation of people saying, hey, listen, I got to sit still here, or wow, everything's going nuts. Has the education side kept up with some of this up, down, sideways?
Well, that is one of the number one reasons why I work where I work. Because our brokers help us stay on the cutting edge. Our industry experienced the most change from August of 2024 and through a full year of decoupling of commissions, which could be its own show in itself. I'm just going to give you the capsule version. The capsule version is that a bunch of attorneys got together and said, hey, why don't we try to sue these guys and separate all the commissions? Why should the seller pay the fine?
You got to love the attorneys. You know, in the healthcare world, you know, 20 years ago there was a contest, and it was between the insurance world and the attorneys and the doctors, and the insurance world for the most part and the attorneys really beat everybody up. So many times, whatever they get involved with sometimes becomes all of a sudden so much more complicated. And again, when we all, let alone the world of social media, which is another 10 shows, when we're talking about this kind of pressure on everybody, and again, the biggest investment,
Because I guess forever, could somebody say forever that home values are always going to go up, or am I nuts?
No, you know what? There has never been, and this, I am still coached. I'm actively coached, and that's another way that I...
Was that the commercial I saw you in on the beach? I think that was you on the beach, wasn't it, when you were one of your new commercials?
There's never been a 10-year period in the history of record-keeping that real estate has gone down. So if you're going to buy to hold, you're going to be just fine.
That's a profound statement, but it really, really seems to be such the case in so many different areas. And again, people really want to be able to be educated, to be able to make new decisions. We've all seen the sandwich generation, people trying to take care of their elderly parents, now having to deal with college costs, both of it being like unbelievably difficult. And again, some of these different kinds of challenges, which is why education becomes, and awareness of some of these challenges becomes such a big deal. I would imagine the generation, whatever it's called, XYZ or whatever, looking to buy their first home and them trying, again, make good, solid decisions that they could really count on Century 21 to help them.
Yeah, I mean, we lead people to help them make decisions that are good for them. And today is a situation. I am helping my clients. They want to move from my development to a 55 and over, very popular move in my age bracket now.
Yeah, you can play all the pickleball you want.
Well, this is so beautiful. This is Bellworks is a huge, huge thing. Two huge things that have
come
to our area.
Isn't it funny? We used to call that for the older people. Now it's a whole different vibe. You're talking 55 and over,
vibe.
Lots of action. Yes.
And we're trying to procure one of these 55 and overs is $1,350,000. Now, most people would want, when I sell their single family home, that's going to be more of like an $850,000. Most people do the opposite. They would want to downsize, but they are doing very well. God bless them. And, you know, we help people do what they want to do, you know, and that's what they want to do. So,
well, again, you know, when you're talking about college education and this whole upside down, you know, people used to laugh at shop class. Now the trades are getting so much more attention. Yeah. The college education, where are you going, man, in some ways? And then trying to be able to deal with this. And again, that very important point you made, which is a lot of these juniors and seniors or even earlier, I know one of my friend Denise's grandsons was exactly at Illinois State University, what you were talking about. Oh, my God, they fell through on the apartment, and we got 12 roommates, and, you know, we're trying to figure this whole thing out, and now all of a sudden we need somebody who please help us just very recently. I didn't realize that's a big deal.
Yeah, you know what? Next time, reach out to me, and I'll get my Illinois referral partner to help.
Yes, as you had talked about that fact, that which was very important, even though the fact that, hey, someone who's locally involved can be doing stuff worldwide. Who knows? You might get some business from England when we get you on UK Health Radio next week.
Well, it's funny that
live from London.
We're a global brand. I haven't worked outside of the country yet, but I can. You know, my colleagues, we've done deals in Israel and,
my favorite guest, the World of Concussions. I have a major group from Israel has been a guest of ours, and colleagues of yours, iSport 360, Ian Goldberg, grew up with Lee. And they were just acquired. He just announced it. Exciting stuff. He's coming back. Give me the website again, Carrie. I knew we'd fly through the time with you. Give us people can get a hold of you.
I need to come back. I need to come back on. I had so much fun.
Yes, we have you to. You're on the roster. Give us the website.
Just Google Carrie Moyer Holmes. Carrie Moyer Holmes will take you right to
I'll
the website.
I'll make sure everybody knows how to spell it. Thanks so much, Carrie. Great information.
All right.
Hold on.
You're the best.
We'll be right back, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. Yeah, hold on. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor, and welcome to the Sports Doctors In segment, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics, mix in a little bit of Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe get an email or two. We've got, again, some great guests coming up next week. We're going to get back into the world of sports hypnosis. Dr. Rob Cabry, he spent over a decade with the U.S. figure skating. So we're very excited about touching base with him. And then one of our faves, Christine Blanchet from British Columbia, the show Run With It, the Sports Doctors In segment, ran for, five, 6 years monthly. We're hoping to get that back in action. She'll be returning. Following week, our old friend Ian Goldberg, iSport 360. Ian, longtime guest and colleague, iSport 360, with their tremendous attention to communication between coaches and parents, parents and the kids. He's got some exciting news. And then one of our faves in the world of the whole world of mental training, Robert Andrews, founder of the Sports Institute in Houston, Institute of Sports Performance. He contributed to our book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. He's got his own best-selling book, The Whole World. He's part of that whole gold medal world with gold medal women's gymnastics, Simone Biles, great stuff. We want to talk a little bit about, I'm very excited about my upcoming article in this next month or so in Lower Extremity Review. The article, Figure Skating in Orthotics and a Step Up. We're going to be talking about, the four-decade history that I've been involved with personally with figure skating and orthotics. Everybody knows my poster boy, Evan Lysacek, who was 9.5 years old when we put orthotics in his skates. Years later, he was the gold medalist in 2010. We just celebrated the 15th year, I can't believe it, since he won the Olympic figure skating gold medal. I'm still putting orthotics in 9.5, 10-year-old hot shots skates. And we'll continue to for forever. The tremendous area of orthotics being a step up, preventing problems, enhancing performance. And we'll be sharing some photos of some, besides Evan's story and his rise, the great coach Sandy Brown, who introduced us to the world of figure skating, and we're going to be talking to some of the top coaches and quote some of these different areas of expertise in the area of orthotics, not only mostly being used in the beginning, especially for trouble. My ankles hurt, my arches hurt, my knees are hurting, my back hurts, being very helpful with the specialty of being able to get orthotics narrow enough to fit in skates and be effective. But then the exciting part, everything's improving, edging, balance, stability, power, acceleration, landing. So we'll let you know more about as that's coming about, hopefully next month in Lower Extremity Review, my long relationship with their publisher, Rich Dubin, their new editor, January Shaw. We're excited about her participation. People can go to the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com, thesportsdoctorradio.com, find out more about the exciting induction into the National Fitness Hall of Fame in 2019, some of our different colleagues, many of our sports guests. As they're interested in the many former shows of the Sports Doctor, they can go to bbsradio.com/thesportsdoctor, go to archives, listen to whatever you would like. Again, I think it's over 2,000 guests. I got to add them up over roughly four decades of being involved on the radio, going way back to WKDC in Elmhurst, where we did some shows with the late, great host Lou Gehrig, and talk about some of these different past shows. And very much involved and excited now about talking about the whole world of type 2, juvenile diabetes. I've had numerous times on the show just a few weeks ago, Dr. Larry Rubin. He's the founder of LEAP, Alliance Lower Extremity Amputation Prevention, and the whole idea of diabetes-related wounds and endgame amputations, the world of prevention, and paying attention to the juvenile type 2, younger and younger diabetes, and the relationship with childhood obesity, and these problems involved with getting exercise routinely involved with these kids, regardless of what sport they happen to be playing, if it's a sport at all, and being involved in a lot of ways with paying attention to nutrition. So we're going to be talking a lot more about that as we go along. We've been publishing some different relationship articles on LinkedIn. And again, people could find out more about all that if they go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. Again, putting together so many different experts. The book is still available, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's more popular now than ever. People go to Amazon. Again, the my co-host, co-author, Sharkey Zartman, Hall of Fame national volleyball player, beach volleyball player, handles the important beginning of sports parenting 101. Again, pay attention to the two exercises. This was a quickie for Perry. Wanted to know about the two exercises we talk all about, including in your repertoire, whatever you're doing, strengthen your feet and ankles, work on balance, whether it's the top athlete in the world or their grandmother. Pay attention to those two areas. Again, you want to fit an email in, go to drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. If you want that consultation with your son or daughter, hot shot athlete, want some advice, recommendation of experts, go to drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. Thanks to our friends at BBS Radio. Catch you next week, everybody. The Sports Doctor.